朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹啊，神爱世人，爱世界上每一个。
Because God loves the world and everyone in the world.
这是神的家，不是我们的家。
And、this is God's house, not our house.
也不是细谷基督徒聚会的家而已。
And this is not only the house of Silicon Valley Christian Assembly.
我们真要有那个度量，知道这是神的家。
Let's have this knowledge and capacity to know that this is God's house.
好，我在家的方面多讲了一点。底下我们来讲，教会是神的殿。
And then again, the church is God's temple.
我们不光是神的家人。
Not only that, we're family members of God.
圣经上说，我们是他的居所 ，dwelling place.
The Bible says we are His dwelling place.
神不是只是住在 Bowers 这个 building 里面。
God does not reside in the Bowers building.
神是住在我们这一班人中间呢。
But God lives inside of us and in our midst.
神是以我们为他的居所。
That we are His dwelling place.
我说这些经文都很重要，我们一起来读。
Let's read these passages together.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。全房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。看到没有，是我们成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Do you see that we become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit?
底下林前三章十六节到十七节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。那刚刚我们讲到家的时候，家的重点是讲到爱。
When we talk about God's house, its character is love.
讲到是圣殿的时候，讲到它的尊贵和圣洁。
And when we talk about God's temple, its character is noble.And is sacred and holiness.
我们都是被主宝血所买赎的，圣经上说是重价买来的。
Because we're all bought with a high price.
所以神洁净了这个我们，洁净了圣殿。
And so God cleansed this temple.
然后他要住在我们中间。
And God wants to dwell in our midst.
啊，弟兄姊妹，以前在那个卡片上，或是在网络上，或是人姊妹们也常常讲哈。这个姊妹们很喜欢骄傲讲的一句话，就是说。这个男人只能 build a house， 只有他们女人能够把它变成 home。
There's a statement that we women are very proud of. It says that men can only build house, but only women make it a home.
你们阿不阿门
？Amen。
都是姊妹们，你听，我早就知道，弟兄们阿不阿门
？Amen。
阿门。弟兄要悔改，要不服气啊。我们不是只是 build a house， 我们都是这个家里的人啊。
We're not only building a house, we're building a family.
那弟兄姊妹，神喜欢的不是只是喜欢一个居所，神是喜欢我们成为他的居所。
God does not just desire a dwelling place. God desires that we become His dwelling place.
有一首诗歌说，有主同在就是天堂，对不对
？That's why there's a song says, "With the Lord, with the Lord's presence, the place is a heaven."
弟兄姊妹，是我们当奉主名的神，而你们聚集的时候，这成为神的居所。
When children of God gather together, this place becomes God's dwelling.
我们要在这里荣耀他，要在这里来侍奉敬拜他。
And we can glorify Him and serve Him and worship Him.
来到家中，神满足我们，因为这里是爱，是家。
When we come to the house of God, God will satisfy our heart by His love.
来到殿里面，我们是要来侍奉神，要来荣耀他。
But when we come to God's temple, we are here to serve and glorify Him.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说我们是用重价买来的。
The Bible says we're bought with a great price.
宝血洁净的。
The precious blood has already cleansed us.
然后神要以我们做他的居所。
And God wants us to be His dwelling place.
我想我们都出去旅行过哈。
We all traveled before.
我们一定住过各式各样不同的旅馆 hotel.
We have stayed at various kinds of hotels.
啊，我从草堆也住过。
I even slept on hays, on straw hays.
我也住过四五星级的旅馆。
Or five-star hotels.
弟兄姊妹，在 到不同的地方去住的时候
when we stay at various places,
我们知道一分钱一分货
we know we get what we pay for.
我们配了这样子多的钱那它的设备就好很多
when we pay a high price, we will enjoy the facility.
我们省钱我们就发现我们住的那个房子就很吵然后水没有
If we want to save money, then we will live a very humble place.
那圣经上说我们是神用重价买来的。
But then the Bible says we are bought with a great price.
圣经上说这个赎价太重，没有人可以付得起。
The Bible says the ransom is so high, no one can afford it.
这个价值大到一个地步，是要神的儿子亲自流血舍命，用他的血买的。
The ransom is so high, only the Son of God can pay for it by His own precious blood. So whenever we gather together, this is His place, His dwelling place.
要物有所值
Then we have to be worth His price, the price that He paid.
要让他真正能够享受主权属于他
And then He has to be able to enjoy us because He has the ownership.
在我们 Silicon Valley, 房子都贵得不得了
In Silicon Valley, houses are very expensive.
现在新搬到进来的，你要买一个房子，起码七八十万美金以上。
But newcomer to the Silicon Valley, you probably have talking about 700 or 800 thousand.
哎呀，我们 down payment 进去以后，每个月身上背着一个那么重的 mortgage.
And after the down payment, you still have to pay heavy mortgages every single month.
请问你买好了一个房子以后？
Let me ask you, after you bought a house,
你付了钱 close escrow 了
you pay the down, you close escrow.
等到你搬进去的时候那个人不肯搬走他说我还是要住这
and after close escrow, you're about to move, and then the previous owner says, oh, I'm not going to move, I still stay here.
你信不信
Won't you get mad?
你明明付了钱
Because you're paid already.
但人家却不交给你
But yet they will not deliver the house.
你真的是很 frustrated.
You will be frustrated.
那更不要说这么贵价买回来的
Let alone such,the Lord paid such a high price.
啊，这个是一百星级的房子啊。
This is a hotel with 100 stars.
但是里面的设备可能只有排不上级的。
But maybe the facility is still very bad.
我想起我在美国读书的时候，那是20多年前。
When I was still studying about 20 years ago.
我刚刚毕业的时候 ，before 我搬来加州，我在美国中部上班。
Before I moved to California, I was working in the Midwest.
我跟我一个弟兄好，我们两个是合租了一个房子。
A brother and I rented a house together.
我们虽然看起来有点旧，但是我们想，因为他是军人出身，我们两个都省钱，所以我们就去租了那个房子。
The place look kind of old, but we share the house anyways.
这个不得了哈！当我洗澡洗到才洗的一分钟，水没有了。
But bad things just keep happening. The water would stop after a minute of the shower.
我们搬进去的是冬天，美国中部是下雪的。
When we moved in, it was winter. It was snowing.
没有 heater.
There was no heater.
然后那个窗户、那个门都旧了，那个风可以吹进来的。
And the cold winds just come through the window sill.
然后地毯这个更不要说了。有一天我坐在那里读书。
One day when I was studying.
我眼角突然觉得有个东西在动
And I see something moving from the corner of my eyes
我一看一个老鼠就这样出来看一看我们这个新房客
And I see a mouse just come out and look at this new occupant
弟兄姊妹这是我们的居所
But this is our dwelling place
更让我们两个到时候受不了我们一个多月以后马上搬走
Finally we couldn't stand it anymore we moved after a month
第一个月我们除了房租以外账单来了
The first month after the rent, we receive a bill.
那个账单水费、电费、瓦斯费几乎等于我们的房租。
And all the utility bills add up to just about the same as the rent.
因为我们住在楼上，他们楼下全家的水电费全部算我们的。
Because the owner's family lives downstairs, and they charge us for all the utilities their household use.
真的是搬到流氓家里面去了。
We really move into a house of a thief.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我有时候想起那个故事，就想起神真的住到流氓家里面来了。
Whenever I think about that, then I can relate to that how God lives in our heart.
他花了他的宝血买赎回来的教会。
He used his precious blood to buy a church.
可是你发现我们连赞美都不想给他。
Then he discovered that we don't even want to give him praise.
我们连命都是他的，可是我们奉献就要跟神算账，税前还是税后。
Even our lives belong to him, yet when we make monetary offerings, we're still calculating.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的是对不起我们的主。
We owe our Lord big time.
这其实是一件非常荣耀的事情。
This is a very glorious thing that happened to us.
戴安娜这些人结婚也好，死掉也好，全世界的政要，人家肉夜不睡觉看电视的。
When celebrities of the world, say like Princess Diana, when they get married or they die, the whole world watch the ceremony.
而荣耀的王在殿的里面等候我们来敬拜他，这是给我们的尊荣啊。
Yeah, this glorious king is waiting for our worship and praise.
弟兄姊妹要当回事啊，真的要当回事啊。
We have to take it seriously.
每个主日早晨预备好自己要来朝见万王之王。
Prepare ourselves every Sunday to worship this King of Kings.
这保罗急到一个地步，他说岂不知你们是神的殿吗？
Paul was so anxious that he cried out, "Don't you know that you're?" 这么
重要，这么尊贵，这么有福的一件事情，你们居然不知道。
This is such an important, glorious thing, and you do not know.
年轻的孩子们，你们如果缺钱，你们会不会去捡那个高压电？
Young people, if you are short on money, would you try to cut the wire, the electric wire?
The high voltage wire. 然后去卖赚一点钱。
Try to sell it.
你再傻都不会做，对不对？
You will not do such a stupid thing.
我上次去中国，人家告诉我说有一个人穷，他就去偷高压电线。
The last time I went to China, some were trying to, they were short on money and they just cut a high voltage wire.
他整个人被烧得变成一个焦炭挂在电线上面。
And instantly he was electrocuted and burned to become like copper.
岂不是吗？
Is it worth it?
也许你们真的不知道，看你们样子。
Do you know?
大概你们也不需要去 cut， 因为爸爸妈妈的钱都很够你们用。
Maybe you are never short on money.
你不会爬到二楼、三楼、四楼，然后打开窗户走出去，这个总知道吧？
You will not do a foolish thing by walking outside of all of the window from the third floor.
岂不知你走出去，你就会掉下去吗？
Don't you know if you walk out of your window, you will fall?
对不对？一定会哈。
Isn't it right?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个保罗就是用这样子的口气讲，他说：“难道你不知道
？”So this is the tone that Paul used.
你们就是神的殿啊。
Don't you know you are the temple of God?
神的灵住在你们里头吗
？And God's spirit dwells within you.
他说：“神的殿是圣的。
”And the temple is sacred.
这个殿就是你们。
And you are that temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起凭信心说：“我们就是神的殿。
”Let's proclaim with faith.We are God's temple.
一起来说，我们就是神的殿。弟兄姊妹要讲真的哦。
When you say it, mean it.
我们希望主来的时候，真的他不会觉得他来到贼窝。
I hope when the Lord comes, he will not feel that he comes to the den of robbers.
这就是主耶稣为什么要洁净圣殿，我父的殿要称为祷万民祷告的殿，你们却使他成为贼窝。
That's why the Lord cleansed the temple because he says, my temple shall be a place of prayers for all nations, and you make a den of robbers.
在这里买卖。
You're doing transactions here.
在这里有各式各样兑换银钱的事情，谈的、讲的、做的都是属世的事情。
And there are money exchangers. They do every worldly things here.
我们虽然有各行各业。
We might have a different occupation.
但是不在教会里面做生意。
But that's not do business within the church.
这是个人的，绝对不在教会里面推销、卖保险、做任何的事情。
Please do not try to sell things or do transactions, business transactions here at church.
这是你自个人的职业，你在你私下里面你自己去找人，但是不要带到教会来。
That's your personal job occupation. Please do not bring that to church.
我们绝对不要任何弟兄姊妹在教会里面做 salesman。
We don't want any brothers and sisters to sell within the church.
但是我们也很 appreciate 有些弟兄姊妹各行各业，你私下来找我们或者怎么样，那是个人的事，不是教会的事情。
But we appreciate your occupation, and you can contact us privately. But please do not bring it to church.
教会是神的家，是神的殿，是圣洁的。
The church is God's house, is sacred.
连买卖都不行。
God does not even allow business transactions.
主耶稣是拿着鞭子把他们赶出去的。
The Lord Jesus cast them out with a whip.
弟兄姊妹，来到圣家，我们就是要敬虔，在这里敬拜神。
When we come to house of God, let's be godly and worship God.
岂不知
？Don't you know?
你们就是神的殿。
You yourselves are God's temple.
神的殿是圣的，这个殿就是你们。
For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple.
第三件事情，教会是基督的心腹。
Thirdly, the church is Christ's bride.
我们是他的最爱。
And we are His beloved.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在想一个你心中最爱的。
Now let's think of something that you love very much.
不可以乱想哈。我们可能孩子，可能我们的妻子，我们的丈夫，我弟兄姊妹，我们里面应该要有最爱的人。
It could be our spouse, our children. We will have someone that we love the most.
当然，除非你也许在受伤、在痛苦的里面，可能一下子找不到人。
Maybe right now you feel wounded and you don't feel you love anyone.
基督的最爱居然是教会。
But do you know that the first love of Christ is the church?
弟兄姊妹，神爱我，基督爱我们。
Christ loves us.
爱教会，为教会舍己。
He loved the church so much that he gave himself for the church.
他不光光为我们舍了他的生命。
Not only that, he gave his life for us.
他把他一切最好的都给我们，没有留下一样好处不给我们。
He gave everything that he had to us. He did not reserve anything.
而圣经上告诉我们，有一天他要回来，不是迎接哈，是迎娶我们。
And the Bible says one day he will come back, not just to receive us, but to marry us.
但是你知道，当我在预备这些信息的时候，我心里面真的是觉得很亏欠神。
When I was preparing for this message, I felt short.
我觉得今天在地上的教会已经逐渐失去了他那荣耀的身份和地位。
Because our church nowadays are gradually losing out the glorious identity.
他根本已经失去了他对他自己尊贵身份的认识和感谢。
And we have lost the gratefulness and the recognition of our glorious identity.
在座的姊妹结过婚的，当你被迎娶之前，你的心情是什么？
Sisters who are married, remember how you felt right before you got married?
我可以了解会害怕了哈。
Yeah, you probably feel nervous.
但是喜乐甜蜜总是在我们里面最强的感觉。
And I'm sure you also feel joy and sweetness.
然后我们会预备好自己。
And you will prepare yourself.
我们尽全力地预备好自己。
You try your best to prepare yourself.
你看，我们有一对弟兄姊妹明年三月要结婚，他。你这样算起来，是一年前就已经开始做筹划工作，跟我定时间了，跟我们排节目了。
We have brothers and sisters who are getting married next March. They're already trying to reserve my time.
他们在那里准备自己。
They're preparing themselves.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们是基督的心腹啊。
We are Christ's bride.
神天天在那里盼望这个新娘早一点来。
And God is longing for this bride daily.
如果你是天天盼望新娘快来，这个新娘根本就不理你，你会不会难过？
If you're waiting and expecting this bride and the bride doesn't care about you,
跟你找尽的理由说你不要来不要来，我现在忙得很啊。
And then she tried to give you all kinds of excuse. I'm very busy. Don't come to me.
等我 project 做完了。
After I finish my project.
或者等我把房子买好了再说。
After I buy my house.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你碰到这样子的老婆，不是老婆，新娘，你一定很难过。
If your bride to be is like this, you will feel sad.
基督要回来迎娶他的教会。
But yet Christ is coming back to marry his church.
他天天在天上等候这个荣耀的日子。
And today he is expecting this glorious day daily.
而地上的新娘应该天天预备好自己啊。
So the bride to be on earth ought to prepare herself every day.
所以启示录里面讲到说，羔羊婚娶的时候到了。心腹也自己预备好了。
In the book of Revelation, it says, "For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready."
我们真的巴不得我们里面，就算你没有这个结婚的概念哈。
Even if you do not have this concept of getting married.
但是我要送给大家的 message 就是我们是基督心中最爱。
But the message I want to send across is that we are the first love of Christ.
他为教会都可以舍掉他的生命。
Because he gave his life for church.
他不会留下一样祝福、一样好处不给我。
He will not reserve any blessing or any good thing from us.
教会需要有团体的信心，在神的面前向神祷告。
So we ought to have a corporate faith to pray before God.
知道我们一切所需要的，我们目前所经历的，主都知道，而且他那样子的爱我们。
To know that he loves us so much and he knows what we go through and our every single need.
他永远要把最上好的能够存留到永远的赐给我们。
He always wants to give us the best that will last through eternity.
我以前看到一个小故事，说到有一个这个妻子常常抱怨她的丈夫。
I heard a story. The wife often complained about her husband.
她觉得她的丈夫不够理想啊，这个反正很多小毛病就是挑剔来挑剔去。
She's very picky and didn't think her husband was good enough.
那其中有一个就觉得他不够保护她，很懦弱啦，还是什么。
Or she felt that he's not strong enough to protect her.
就有一天，这两个人划船到这个 在海上玩的时候。
And one day they were rowing a boat in the ocean.
结果不小心出事了，就船突然翻了，两个人都掉到水里面。
And all of a sudden an accident, the boat turned over, both of them fell into the water.
所以两个人就一直在水里面这样慢慢游，慢慢游，想要等别人来救他们。
So they trying to tread the water and swim and waiting for a rescue.
结果突然这个看见一艘船过来了。
And all of a sudden they saw the ship coming.
他们就向着那个船，远远的，他们就向它游过去。
So they swim toward the ship.
结果游到一半的时候，突然鲨鱼出现了哈，远远的看见那个鲨鱼的辫子都跑过来。
And all of a sudden, halfway, a shark came.
哇，这个先生哈，就跟太太说，你多保重啊。
And then, so the husband said to the wife, "You take care of yourself."
然后哇哇哇，就突然游得很快了。
And then he went very fast.
信不信？
Would you be angry?
他想气，但是他也很聪明，他知道我一定有底细的，不敢讲。我们一定很气啊！妈，这个孩子，这个太太就气得不得了，心里很难过，想在最危险的时刻你给我跑掉了。
So the wife was very sad and angry at the most dangerous moment. My husband left me, swim away.
这个船上的人也下来要救他们。
And the people on the ship also get down trying to save.
然后后来他就发现他先生居然被鲨鱼吃掉了，就这样死了。
And then they realized the husband was swallowed by the shark.
然后他被救上来。
And the wife was rescued.
他除了惊吓以外，他心里面非常的痛苦。他没想到他的先生是这样子的。
And she was seized with grief because she never realized her husband was like that.
结果没有想到那个船长从里面走出来。
And then the captain of the ship came out.
他说：“你的先生太伟大。”
Says your husband is so great.
他说当他发现到鲨鱼的时候
Because when he realized there was a shark,
他立刻游开你
He swam away from you.
然后我们在上面望远镜看见他把他自己割伤让血出来
And through the telescope, we were able to see that he cut himself so that he was bleeding.
所以鲨鱼全部都涌到他那里
All the sharks were just target toward him.
他为的是要救你
He did this to save
you. 那个太太真的是难过的一直流眼泪一直哭啊
Oh, the wife was so grieved that he could, she could not stop crying.
抱怨的，他甚至刚刚这么伤心，这真的是痛苦，觉得啊，他先生这个对不起他的，原来是一个这么爱他的丈夫。
She never realized because she often complained about him, and then just a moment ago she was mad that he left her, but she never realized he was such a great person.
很多时候我们在困难里面，我们对主常常有很多的误会。
So while we go through sufferings, we often misunderstand our Lord too.
爱我们爱到一个地步，他的命愿意为我们这些罪人舍了。
Because Christ loved us so much to a point that he was willing to give his life for us.
为的是叫我们可以得到永远的生命，脱离永远的审判。
So that we can receive eternal life and depart from eternal judgment.
而最后讲到教会是基督的身体。
Lastly, the church is Christ's body.
我们是他的彰显，或是我们是他的见证。
We are his manifestation, his testimony.
在这里，以弗所书一章二十二节说到，将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。底下林前十二章二十七节，我们一起来读。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。然后这个你发现这个关系是一层一层一层越走越近。
You see the relationship is progressively closer.
我们不光是他的家人。
Not only that we're his family members.
我们是他的居所，他天天跟我们住在一起。
We're his dwelling place, he lives with us daily.
我们是他的心爱，我们是他的心腹，是他最爱的那一位。
We're his bride, his beloved, his first love.
这里讲成说我们根本是他的身体，是同一个生命了，合一了。
Here it says, we are his body, we share the same life, we are one with him.
弟兄姊妹，这真的是太宝贝、太宝贝的事情。
It's so precious.
所以我们不能够说我只跟基督合一。
So we cannot say that we are only one with Christ.
因为我们既然都是基督的身体的一部分。
If we are all members of Christ's body.
他说你们就是指的教会啊。
Says you, the church.
你们就是基督的身子。
You are the body of Christ.
然后各自做肢体。
And members individually.
所以你要知道我们每一个人都宝贝啊。
So every one of us is very precious.
圣经上说一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体一同受苦。
The Bible says when one member suffers, the whole body suffers with it.
我想你的牙痛，甚至医生要抽神经或者要拔牙。
If your tooth ache and then you need a root canal.
你不会只是说牙齿，你不要来找我麻烦。
You will not say, "Hey, tooth, don't bother me."
你碰到别人，你一定会跟人家说我牙痛。
When you see someone, you will say, "Oh, my tooth ache."
有一次我做事的时候，手不小心被割得流血了。
One time, I carelessly cut my finger.
我就发现我做任何事情，我洗杯子、洗澡也好，我这只指头都会自动的翘起来。
And then I realized that my finger would just automatically stand up whenever I do things.
全身 work together to protect her.
So the whole body works together to protect the finger.
这个叫做身体。
And this is the function of
our body. 所以当我们讲到教会的时候，第一件事情是一个合一。
So when we talk about church, the first thing is oneness.
我们决定不在这里有分门结党或者批评论断的事情。
We will not have factionism or any criticism or
slander.
Because we are one body.
越多的肢体性功用，全身就越有祝福。
The more members function, the whole body will be blessed.
在法国在西元1550年的时候。
In the year 1550.
那时候法国盖了一个教堂。
At that time in France, they built a church.
那个时候不像现在有电灯就是点油灯。
At that time, they had oil lamps.
所以教会里面就没有特别去买教会用的大灯大油灯。
And then the church did not buy those big, huge oil lamps.
因为这个牧师跟会众讲了一件很特别的事，他说我们在墙上不像一般教会一样做那种大灯。
Because the pastor shared with the congregation, we will not have those huge oil lamps.
他说我们教会聚会是每一个人带自己的小油灯来。
That every one of us will bring our own lamp.
所以人越多，整个会所就越亮。
The more people we have, the brighter this room will be.
人越少，就提醒你，你今天不去，你会让整个教会的光变少了。
And if we have less people, then the church will be dimmer.
你会让那些去教会的那些少数人就会觉得更 lonely 啊。
And those people who are at church will feel your absence.
他提醒弟兄姊妹，记得这件小事情，提醒每一个人 ，You are part of the whole church.
So this practice, the pastor is trying to remind everyone that you are a part of a church.
你出现不出现很重要的。
And your presence does make a difference.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真希望这样哈。
And how we wish that we get recognized.
不是说我们要大家点灯，而是我们每一个人都觉得我自己的重要。
That we have to recognize our significance in the body.
我们在佛罗里达看那种 drive-in 的教会，真的觉得真的是为什么要用 drive-in 的教会呢？
In Florida, we visited a drive-in church. We just don't understand why.
每一个人都开车来，彼此没有接触的。
And everyone would drive in the church without any contact.
就坐在车上听，听完以后就开车回家了。
And they listen to the sermon within the car, and afterwards they go home.
那我儿子就在问说，那他们如果说阿门怎么办呢？
My son asked me, how do you say amen?
他们就说按喇叭。
They maybe honk.
那个 altar call 呼召的时候，就车子往前开一点。
And then when the pastor makes altar call, then everyone try to drive forward.
要 hug 就碰一下，是不是？
And you can bump to another car if you want to hug each other.
弟兄姊妹，为什么要去 driving 教会呢？好端端的聚会，为什么不聚会？
Why go to a driving church when you have a regular church?
教会的宝贝就是 we are one.
What's precious in church is that we are one.
我要成为你的祝福，你要成为我的祝福。
We will be blessings toward each other.
因为这边这是合一啊。
And that is oneness.
相爱合一，这是教会的第一个身体的意义。
And that is the number one significance of church, to love one another.
第二个，身体就是有生命，它一定会成长的。
And the body is a living organism, it will grow.
所以我们在这里一同生长，一同成长。
So we are growing together.
我们要感谢神给我们这么多可爱的属灵同伴，让我们成为神家的人。
Let's be thankful that God gave us so many lovely companions that we can grow together in the family.
弟兄姊妹。
And we are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们也成为同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
And we are holy brothers who share the same heavenly calling.
我们在这里成为同伴。
And we are companions.
你同伴好不好，就决定你属灵的路走得好不好。
And your companion will determine how you walk your spiritual walk.
同伴不追求。
If your companions do not pursue the Lord,
你当个鸡手都很神气的。
That you will feel you are good enough.
因为你觉得你已经 good enough， 你已经很好了，别人甚至没你熟。
If your companions do not pursue the Lord at all, you will feel you're good enough already.
别人不像你还每天读圣经。
That you're already reading the Bible every day.
弟兄姊妹，你如果真来到那些追求的里面，我们里面立刻觉得自己不够。
But if you are among those brothers and sisters who really pursue the Lord, then you will feel you're lacking.
而身体第三个是彰显。
The third thing about the body is manifestation.
我们要彰显 the fullness of Christ.
We ought to manifest the fullness of Christ.
把基督的丰富彰显出来。
To manifest the fullness of Christ.
我没有时间再去细讲了。我刚才已经讲过了，神的智慧，基督的丰满，它需要彰显。
That the wisdom of God, the fullness of Christ need to be manifested.
就像音乐家需要借着乐器把他的技巧智慧表达出来。
Just like a musician needs to express his passion and his skills through playing the music.
就像艺术家需要借着他的创作，他的制作把他的技巧表达出来。
And like an artist trying to express his creativity with his skill.
神的丰富。
And God's fullness,
基督的丰满啊
，and the fullness of Christ,
要借着教会，借着我们这般人表达出来
，will be expressed through church, through us.
所以你知道我们的重要了。
Now you know our importance.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，在我们搬到教会来，我真的是里面有很多很多的盼望啊。
And as we move in here, I have such great hope within me.
虽然我们会有很多的不同。
Yes, we are different.
台湾来的，中国来的，香港来的，我们生长背景不一样。
We grow up in different backgrounds in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong.
我们受的教育不一样。
And we were educated differently.
我们的兴趣观念不一样。
And we have different concepts and interests.
但是没有关系。
But that is okay.
但是外面的人不一样。
Those things belong to the outer man.
但是在我们里面那个 inner man, we are one in Christ.
But we are all one in Christ in the inner man.
我们在主里面彼此包容。
That we will bear with one another.
我们在主里面彼此珍惜。
And we cherish one another.
我们也在主里面彼此切实相爱。
And we love one another in the Lord.
我们也在主里面彼此勉励，一同来满足神。
And we will encourage one another so that together we satisfy the Lord.
让这个地方将来被别人知道，不是知道矽谷基督徒聚会。
I hope this place will no longer be known to others.As the Silicon Valley Christian Assembly,
不是只是知道这边的传道人是谁
，or they merely know the pastor，
而是人能够说在这里真的是有神的同在和祝福。
But they will say this place has God's presence and blessing，
在这里有神的喜悦。
But with God's delight，
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的盼望。
And that is our hope。
传道人可以过去。
The pastors come and go.
我们的名字可以被人家忘掉。
And our names can be forgotten.
但是我们希望这块地真是照着神允许的，被他的荣耀充满。
We hope that this place, as God has promised us, be filled with God's glory.
人来到这里，真是遇见神的同在，知道是神的家。
And when people come here, they will meet God's presence and recognize this is a household of God.
人来到这里，真知道是圣殿，是荣耀的、尊贵的。我们在这里敬拜神。
When people come here, they feel this place is holy and sacred. This is God's temple.
我们是以神为中心的教会，不是以人为中心的教会。
This is a God-centered church.
我们来到这里，我们也知道我们是蒙爱的，我们是基督的心腹。
And when we come here, we know we are loved. We are the bride of Christ.
我们也是基督的身体
And we are also the body of Christ
我们跟他同命同心同显出
We share the same life, the same heart and the same future
我们一起祷告
Let's pray together
主我们的心何等的感谢你
Oh Lord our hearts, thank you
是的当你在说凡有耳的都应当听
When you say he who has ears let him hear
主啊你打通我们心灵的耳朵
You open the ears of our heart
让我们听见那天上的神爱我们的主和荣耀的圣灵都做工在教会的身上。
So that we get to hear that the Holy Father, the loving Lord, and the Holy Spirit are all working on the church.
你们何等爱你的教会。
Oh, how you love your church.
也让我们知道我们真是蒙大恩蒙大福的人。
That we are so blessed and loved.
主啊让教会不再糟蹋自己亏欠你。
So that we will not waste away the blessing or abuse ourselves and fall short.
那我们都起来回到自己该有的位置上。
That we will rise up and to stand on our own position.
我们走下尘土，解下我们向上的锁链。
We will shake off the dust and the chains.
让我们披上能力， 穿上华美。
We will put on a glory and power.
主让这个教会真是成为你可以安息、你喜悦的教会。
That this place will be a place that you can rest and you have your delight is here.
你让人来的时候是遇见你的同在。
So when people come, they will meet your presence.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把一切的荣耀归给你。
We give to you all the glory.
把大人孩子都交给你。
We commit all adults and children in your hands.
把以后陆陆续续你会带来的，我们都交在你的手中。
And all the newcomers to come.We commit them in your hands also.
但愿每一个人都一起来爱你。
That everyone will love you.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。